It's really all up to you. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. Apologies, I've been missing in action for the last few weeks. I've been away and things were very hectic before I left. But I'm back and we're going to try to keep going with our weekly ideas and weekly meditation. So I was away because I was in New York attending the annual famous conference of all Chabad rabbis from all over the world. And it was an amazing experience of connection, experience of positivity, of inspiration, so many positive, so many great things. And I want to share with you one concept, or to remind ourselves of one concept that came through in the what's called the final banquet of the conference, the kinus, as they call it, where one shaliach, one of the emissaries, a young guy, spoke about his mission and his place where he was sent to spread the warmth of Judaism to other people. His name is Rabbi Raskin, and he is the shliach, the emissary to Jamaica. Of course, Jamaica was very in the news recently with its hurricane, and he himself was caught with his family. It was quite dangerous, and thank God, miraculously, they were untouched and saved, and they are doing well, even though their building still needs a lot of work. But he spoke about the type of experiences he had in Jamaica. When he came there, there's not much of a community. There's not many resources. There's not an infrastructure of any kind. And it's quite daunting and quite scary in a way. And he said the thing that keeps him going is one phrase that the Lubavitcher Rebbe of blessed memory told Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, who famously told over the story a number of times. And the story goes, when Rabbi Sacks was a young student, a philosophy student in Cambridge in England, he traveled to America to interview some great Jewish leaders, to ask them philosophical questions on Judaism, and have a discussion with them. He wanted to make an appointment with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. It was a bit difficult and challenging, but eventually he was notified that he could have the appointment. He came there one evening, one night, and he came into the Rebbe, and as he intended to do, he asked the Rebbe, interviewed the Rebbe, so to speak, and asked him a number of philosophical and Jewish questions. When he finished, the Rebbe turned to him and turned around the conversation, very classic of the way the Rebbe would do things. And he said, now let me ask you a few questions. And the Rebbe said to him, you're a student in Cambridge. Tell me, what's the situation? What are you doing to help the Jewish students at Cambridge? And Rabbi Sacks replied, and he started to say, he was a bit thrown off by the question, and he started to say, in the situation that I find myself, and he was going to finish the sentence, and the Rebbe interrupted him and cut him off and said to him the following line. A Jew doesn't find him or herself in a situation. He or her makes the situation. And the rest is history. The Rebbe really inspired him to set up programs for the Jewish students in Cambridge, eventually encouraged him to go into the rabbinate. And he credits the Rebbe ultimately for him even becoming the chief rabbi and the famous Rabbi Sacks. You don't find yourself in a situation, you make the situation. And of course, this is very much based on a few Jewish principles, and that is that we live life for a purpose, and everywhere we find ourselves, there's a purpose. And second of all, everything is bashkacha pratit, everything is by divine providence. And therefore, whenever or wherever we find ourselves, there's a reason. It's not just to study philosophy. There's a reason, because the purpose has to do with connecting to something higher, living with a higher meaning and purpose, inspiring other people, teaching other people, helping other people. And therefore, even though the situation might seem like it's not conducive, it might seem like it doesn't seem possible that I should be able to do anything significant, that's because I'm looking at the situation in which I find myself. But if I decide and if I realize that, no, I am the one that makes the situation because I was put here. And the verse that we are taught in Tanakh tells us, Hashem mitzadei gever kananu, God prepares the steps of man. In other words, where you land up is where you're supposed to be, wherever you are at that particular moment. There's a reason you're there, and there's an ability and a possibility of you contributing to that environment, elevating that environment and making it a better place. So the shliach in Jamaica says he lives with that sentence, because every time it seems like that just the environment and the situation is just not helping him to achieve what he wants to achieve, he reminds himself that it's not the situation, it's him. He needs to make the situation. And that's a lesson for all of us, wherever we are each day. And I want to just reflect on that for a few moments. I want you to close your eyes, relax, turn your attention to your breathing. Breathing in and out, just to become aware. Try and remove all distractions and focus and become aware of your breath. Inhaling, filling your lungs, and exhaling toxicity. In and out. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back and just be in the moment, noticing, feeling the sensation of your lungs filling with air, feeling the exhalation as you exhale the toxic part of your breath. As we always remind ourselves, our breathing, each breath, is an expression of the soul, the deeper part of who we are. Breath in Hebrew is neshima, the same letters as neshama. So as you breathe, just try to connect to something deeper within yourself, not the external, not the physical, but the deep. Think about the infusion of godliness that you have within the purity and holiness of your soul. It's the soul that God gives us back each morning fresh, ready to go and ready to face a new day. Letting go of the baggage of yesterday, approaching today's as a new day, an opportunity of meaning and purpose. It's the soul that gives us the ability to rise above our limitations, to not be defined by the circumstance and environment. Think about that. Think about the power of your soul. It's the soul that gives you the ability not to be in the situation, but to make the situation. To fill each experience, no matter what it is, with some purpose, some meaning. Inspiration for others, kindness towards other people. Connection to God through mitzvot. Deepen your connection to your soul and discover your potential. And coming back, just reminding ourselves that we often get caught up and get frazzled and distracted by the situation we find ourselves in. And it's those moments we just have to stop, close our eyes for a moment, remember our soul, and remember that the situation does not define us. We define the situation. Have a wonderful day.